This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing today. He will address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place for various ministries and departments of the central government. In Shillong, the Commandant, 67 Battalion, Central Reserve Police Force will organize the Rozgar Mela today at the auditorium of the Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences. Kamlesh Paswan, Union Minister of State for Rural Development, will be present on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, who is on a three-day visit to Tripura, yesterday visited the Bru Settlement Camp at Haduklau in Thalai District. The Union Home Minister assured the inhabitants that those who do not have Ayushman Bharat card will soon get their own cards. They will get a cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across public and private empaneled hospitals in India. The Home Minister appealed to the Bru youth to undergo skill development training and start their own businesses. Mr. Shah also laid foundation stones of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. National Farmers' Day is being observed today. The day honors the contributions of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies, and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. Recognizing the vital role of farmers, the government has taken several initiatives to support their socio-economic uplift and ensure sustainable agricultural growth. The country achieved a record total food grain production of 332.2 million tons this year. The Assam police arrested over 430 persons and registered 345 cases in its third special drive against child marriage across the state. Additional Director General of CID, Munna Prasad Gupta, informed that among those arrested were men who had married underage girls, family members, and also two Qazis. Mr. Gupta further said that as a result of these special operations, various positive impacts have been seen, including improvement in maternal mortality rate and infant mortality rate in Assam. Meghalaya's Power Minister A.T. Mondal, during the 72nd plenary meeting of the Northeastern Council in Agartala, sought support from the centre to establish a direct road link between Balurghat Hili in West Bengal and Mahendraganj in West Garo Hills. Mr. Mondal highlighted the strategic importance of the project, which has the potential to greatly benefit the Northeastern region by enhancing connectivity and economic activity. He also sought assistance from the centre to harness the potential of pumped storage projects in Meghalaya. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupinder Yadav released the biennial India State of Forest Report 2023 on Saturday at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun. The report shows that Meghalaya recorded a loss of 84.07 square kilometres of forest cover during the period of 2021 to 2023. This decline forms a part of the broader pattern of deforestation across the ecologically significant northeastern region, which collectively contributes 21.08% of India's total forest and tree cover. Among the northeastern states, Nagaland recorded the highest forest loss with 125.22 square kilometers, followed by Tripura with 100.22 square kilometers and Assam with 83.92 square kilometers. And as part of its ongoing efforts to combat smuggling, on Saturday, troops of Border Security Force Meghalaya Frontier, in collaboration with the state police, thwarted a smuggling attempt and seized a large quantity of cattle, apples and other contraband worth 31.13 lakh rupees. These items were intended to be smuggled into Bangladesh through the Meghalaya border. The seized cattle, fruits and contraband items were handed over to Meghalaya Police and Customs for further legal action. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.